And on the phone with us today, Penny Smith is there, and always a treat to have you on the program, Penny.
Oh, thank you, Ed.
Yeah, Penny, welcome, Penny. This is Lonnie.
You bet. Good morning, Lonnie.
Okay.
What did you bring us today?
I brought a story that was written by Banjo Patterson in 1896, same fellow that wrote Man from Snowy River. I love this one, and I think you will, too.
All right. We're ready when you are.
Okay. It's called The Story of Mongrel Gray. This is a story the stockman told on the cattle camp when the stars were bright. The moon rose up like a globe of gold and flooded the plain with her mellow light. We watched the cattle till dawn of day, and he told me the story of Mongrel Gray. He was a knockabout station hack, spurred and walloped, banged and beat, ridden all day with a sore on his back, left all night with nothing to eat. That was a matter of every day, common occurrence to Mongrel Gray. Perhaps we'd have sold him. But someone heard he was bred out back on a flooded run, where he'd learned to swim like a water bird. Midnight, midday were all as one. In the flooded ground, he could find his way. Nothing could puzzle old Mongrel Gray. It's a special gift that some horses learn. When the floods are out, they will splash along in girth-deep water and twist and turn from hidden channel and billabong, never mistaking the road to go. For a man may guess, but the horses know. I was camping out with my youngest son, bit of a nipper, just learned to speak, in an empty hut on the lower run, shooting and fishing in Conroy's Creek. The youngster toddled about all day, and with our horses was Mongrel Gray. All of a sudden, the floods came down fresh from the hills with a mountain rain, roaring and eddying rank and brown over the flats and across the plain, rising and falling. Fall of night, nothing but water appeared in sight. 'Tis a nasty place when the floods are out, even in daylight, for all around channels and billabongs twist about, stretching for miles on the flooded ground, and to move was a hopeless thing to try, in the dark, with the water just racing by. I had to try it. I heard a roar, and the wind swept down with the blinding rain, and the water rose till it reached the floor of our highest room, and it was very plain. The way the water was sweeping down, we must shift for the highlands at once, or drowned. Off to the stables I splashed and found the horses shaking with cold and fright. I led them down to the lower grounds, but never a yard would they swim that night. They reared and snorted and turned away, and none would face it but Mongrel Gray. I bound the child on the horse's back, and we started out with a prayer to heaven through the rain and the wind and the pitchy black, for I knew that the instinct God had given to guide his creatures by night and day would lead the footsteps of Mongrel Gray. He struck deep water at once and swam. I swam beside him and held his mane till we touched the bank of the broken dam in shallow water, then off again, swimming in darkness across the flood, rank with the smell of the drifting mud. He turned and twisted across and back, choosing the places to wade or swim, picking the safest and shortest track. The pitchy darkness was clear to him. Did he strike the crossing by sight or smell? The Lord that led him alone could tell. He dodged the timber where'er he could, but the timber brought us to grief at last. I was partly stunned by a log of wood that struck my head as it floated past, and I lost my grip on that brave old gray, and in half a second he swept away. I reached a tree where I had to stay and did a perish for 2 days hard and lived on water. But Mongrel Gray, he walked right into the homestead yard at dawn next morning and grazed around, the child on top of him, safe and sound. We keep him now for the wife to ride. Nothing too good for him now, of course. Never a whip on his fat old hide, for she owes the child to that old gray horse. And not old Tyson himself could pay the purchase money of Mongrel Gray.
You're right, it's a classic. Thank you, Penny.
You're more than welcome. Have a good day.
You as well. Thank you.
Uh-huh.